This public health international conference for Africa is organized by Africa CDC, which is our first partner of World Health Organization in saving life and reducing pain in Africa. And it was an opportunity for scientists from all Africa and from the world to come talk about the challenges we are finding. The first, I think, takeaway is that this conference was needed. From starting a virtual one, and the second one was in Rwanda, less than 3,000 participants. This one, it was 5,100 participants. In number of abstract, number of presentation, all those numbers went way up. And for the content, in particular, the content that I'm the most interested about, health emergency preparedness and response, we have very fruitful discussion that was centered into a collaboration between Africa CDC and World Health Organization. That collaboration is put into a work plan, a plan of action that is called JEEP. It's not a car. It's the Joint Emergency Preparedness and Response Action Plan for Africa. It is a very comprehensive plan that have 5 pillars and costs around $1 billion for 5 years that we believe that if it is implemented, it will really help African countries to better prepare for the next pandemic, but also to better prepare for the smallest outbreak that most of the time is the one that is going to pandemic. There's many other thematic that was developed as important or even more important in terms of health system, in terms of communicable disease, non-communicable disease. For example, the new malaria vaccine, all those important public health news was discussed by scientists from Africa and from the world to see how to better serve Africa.
With 1 in 5 children in Africa still missing basic life-saving vaccines, high in the agenda was the immunization program.
The immunization program, I should admit that it was not my topic. As I say, it is a big conference with 5,100 people. When you come and take something important, you have to be focused. I was focused mostly on emergency preparedness and response. The immunization agenda was very important and well followed. They talk about catching up after COVID, where there is zero-dose children that increased a lot in many countries, like Nigeria, like other African countries, where we need to catch up. There is also immunization research, where there is several vaccine and candidate vaccine that are in development that were discussed by the participant to see how we can make sure that we are choosing the best for Africa and we are making sure that those chosen will be implementing the earliest possible.
How much cooperation do you have from the political leaders? Because they have to be involved in making sure that you're prepared for whatever happens.
Yeah, the political leader, I think, was really very involved. To start with, His Excellency, the President of Zambia, was involved and came to open the conference. There is also many other important delegations from other countries in Africa, several ministers. But in general, I think Africa CDC will know more the statistics of those who participate. But at my point of view, as partner of Africa CDC, I saw a big involvement of the political leader in Africa. One thing that was the most interesting, the President of Zambia announced that when he came, he worked hard to take the health budget from 7% to 12% in order to reach the Abuja target, which is to make sure that the health expenditure will reach 15% of the total expenditure. As far as WHO is concerned, I believe this conference was a huge opportunity. And for WHO, the Joint Emergency Preparedness and Response Action Plan is, I think, the pillar of our discussion during this conference. We, Africa CDC and WHO, agreed on working together in one plan for One Africa, and that is for the 55 member states of Africa. In those 55 member states of Africa, in a level that is different from each other, we want to work on workforce for health emergency preparedness and response, to the coordination, to the surveillance, to the logistic, and also to the risk communication and community engagement. All those was done in discussion with member states and using the National Action Plan for Health Security to make sure that what Africa needs to be better prepared will get it for the next health crisis.